In May of 2009, the citizens of Allen, Texas, voted to build a $60 million high school football stadium. The news made very few headlines until nearly a year later, when the story spread on the internet as another example of Friday Night Lights gone wrong. But is it? Only a Game's Karen Given recently visited Allen and returned with this report.
Let's get one thing straight. The city of Allen, Texas, population 85,315, did not pass a $60 million bond to build a new high school football stadium. The city of Allen, Texas, passed a $120 million bond to build a new high school football stadium, fine arts auditorium, and career tech center. The parents of Allen, Texas, and there are a lot of parents in Allen, Texas, want you to know that they want the best for their kids, not just for the kids who play football. Some of those parents have gathered on a balcony in Allen High School's Grand Hall to watch the marching band lead the way to the Friday morning pep rally. The Grand Hall is wide enough to fit four tuba players marching abreast, which is necessary because the Allen High School band has 16 tuba players. Near as anyone can figure, this is the largest high school marching band outside of Tokyo, Japan, with 550 members plus the color guard and a dance squad called the Talonettes.
Allen is very different. It is a one-of-a-kind in our state.
Anthony Gibson is the director of fine arts for Allen Independent School District. He's looking forward to next fall when the school will finally have an indoor practice space big enough to fit the entire band. And while football is king in Texas, he says in Allen, the band comes in a very close second. Some might even call them partners.
I think the neatest part is that our kids have developed a very genuine respect for each other. Football players appreciate the band, and the drill team, you know, appreciates the football players, and so there's a unity there that's very unique in Allen.
If you ever attend a pep rally at Allen High School, don't forget your earplugs. In this school of nearly 4,000, each group is louder than the last. First, it's Miss Robenthal's American Sign Language class to lead the school in the national anthem. Then the color guard, the Talonettes, the girls volleyball players, and finally the captains of the football team, who really do seem to appreciate the band.
Oh my God, it's the last home game. So we need y'all. We need the seniors. We need the juniors. And we most definitely need the band.
We are going to fifth period.
It's hard to imagine a lot of schoolwork gets done in the hour or so after the Friday morning pep rally. But across the street, a different kind of work is going on as construction teams dig deep into the ground at the future site of the 18,000-seat Allen High School Stadium. From his second floor office, head football coach Tom Westerberg keeps daily tabs on the progress.
This whole side of the building is glass, and so all of our offices look out this direction, so it's fun to watch.
Coach Westerberg has his own office, as do the offensive and defensive coordinators. There are desks for at least a dozen assistants who coach the nearly 1,200 kids who play football in grades 7 through 12. There's a modern weight room, a film room, separate dressing rooms for football, soccer, baseball, and track, and an indoor practice field that's 55 yards long and nearly regulation width. Everything in Allen is a first-class facility, except, of course, for the football stadium. The Eagles currently play in a 7,000-seat stadium built in 1976. Another 7,000 temporary seats are brought in for the season. With families that hoard season tickets for decades and a fast-growing population, Westerberg says the stadium doesn't come close to accommodating everyone.
We did a lottery this year, but before we did a lottery, they were camping outside for a couple of days to get maybe 200 tickets that were available.
Steve Williams is the athletic director for Allen ISD. He says people in Allen are more worried about where their seats will be in the new stadium than they are with how to pay for it. And he says the $60 million facility will be used for a lot more than just football.
We're having a wrestling room in here, and our wrestling program is really big in Allen, defending state champions in wrestling, and Our golf team was runner-up, and our girls have won state championships twice. We have an indoor hitting area for the girls' golf team and the boys' golf team. So, you know, it's a multi-purpose facility.
As the town gathers for the last home game of the season, sisters Zena Bender and Deborah Del Reyes arrive early for good seats in the general admissions section. Deborah's daughter is a flute player in the band, and Zena is just a football fan. But neither think it was controversial for their town to spend $60 million on a new stadium.
No. Anything for our kids. We want them to have the best, always.
I know what you're thinking. Allen must be one of those rich towns like Beverly Hills, where homes are worth millions and kids drive Bentleys. Allen is a white-collar community where outlet malls are more common than housing projects. But Zena and Deborah are ordinary moms who live in a city where the median income is $88,000 and the average home price is under $200,000. Long ago, the town of Allen decided to build just one high school, and that's why it serves nearly 4,000 students in grades 10 through 12.
That way you don't have the division like in Plano. They have Plano East and Plano West, and it's a great big rivalry. We want to be one big family. I'll pay the higher taxes for that. Not a problem.
I know. I don't even like football, and I'm here every week. I get excited.
She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy.
If you've ever watched an episode of Glee and questioned whether American high school students really dress in lavish costumes and enthusiastically sing Journey songs, you can find the answer at the Allen High School Boo Bowl, the last home game before Halloween. Every senior and every member of the band is dressed for the occasion. This is Texas, where cheerleaders lead prayers on the field and the stands are filled with everyone from newborn babies to great-grandparents. Some Allen residents aren't happy to be spending $60 million on a high school football stadium. This is the eighth time in the past 20 years the district has asked voters to approve a bond for capital projects for schools. But Rob Morton, the father of a Talonette, says he's not worried about how much the stadium costs. He's more worried that the new stadium won't be big enough.
There was a vote. We all voted for it. There was no controversy whatsoever. Everybody, it wasn't a close vote. And so I think everyone kind of needs to settle down about that. We're going to build it, and we'll sell it out.
The Allen Eagles haven't lost a game all season, but every time the train horn sounds from the visitors section, it means the Hebron Hawks have scored. Allen ISD Superintendent Ken Helvey can barely take his eyes off the field long enough to give an interview. With a perfect view from right under the press box, Helvey admits that he didn't have to stand in line or enter a lottery to get his seats.
I did not. One of the great advantages of this, hang on just a second. Oh, yeah. One of the great advantages of being the superintendent is I get good seats. And in this stadium, that's pretty tough to get.
Though Helvey's focus is on the field, he says it's not all about the game. Football is also a way to get more students involved with the school. And with a student body of thousands, that's important.
The more students you keep connected to things, the more positive they're going to feel and the more they're going to be performing academically and feeling good about it. So it's a great place to be. Go, John. Go, John. Go. There you go, baby. Go.
At halftime, the Talonettes, dressed as Lady Gaga, dance to Lady Gaga. The marching band doesn't do a lot of marching. With almost 600 members, they can't do much more than line up on every five-yard line and fill the entire field. Allen didn't always have thousands of fans packing the stands, but they didn't always have thousands of students in their high school either.
When I graduated from Allen in 64, I had 18 in my graduating class. Population of Allen was 650 people.
Bobby Curtis played football for Allen in the early 60s, before Dallas had sprawled north. The team was good back then, but it's better now. The Eagles went to the state semifinals in 2003 and 2006 and won the state championship in 2008 when 30,000 people drove 4 hours from Allen to Houston to cheer the Eagles on in Reliance Stadium. But when Allen was a small farming community and not the home of shopping centers, everybody still came to the stadium to watch football.
It's a neat place. Allen is a wonderful, neat place. We pretty well still fill the stands and supported the kids, even when they wasn't winning.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Givens.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. Jack Flagler is our intern. We had help this week from John Kalish and from Garmin Productions in Oklahoma City. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view Karen's Allen, Texas photos, subscribe to the Only a Game podcast, listen to archived shows and stories, or learn more about our weekly music selections, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word comes from Allen, Texas resident Kurt Cotty, who thinks his town's $60 million football stadium is a relative bargain.
It does seem like a lot of money for a high school stadium, but when you compare it to Jerry World, where the Cowboys play, it seems reasonable to me anyway.
Yes. Well, as in so many things, context is all. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, a source for what works in education. Learn more at edutopia.org. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live a healthy, productive life. Details are at gatesfoundation.org. And FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the effectiveness of charitable giving at fjc.org. This is NPR.